speaking of down on the Surf Coast, time to chat now with the Lawn Peter Pub winner from the weekend, Hayden Cotter, who's done it again. Hayden, good morning and thanks for your time on RSN 927.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How does it feel after claiming it 2 years in a row? You're a teenage sensation now, Hayden.
Yeah, I was pretty glad to come back and do it again. I think I was pretty nervous after last year. It was a good year.
So,
come back is really good.
How much training do you do for this during the year in these open water swim events?
Yeah, I do a fair bit of open water swimming. I think that's my main event. I think I've got nationals in 2 weeks, so I've been doing a lot of open water lately, and just to come down, really good for Peter Pub, and yeah, worked out well.
So when you say open water training, how far would you swim each morning?
Each morning, maybe like 6K, around there. Changes up on depending on the session. And then just try and do open water races each weekend or every now and then, just to get a little bit of practice.
6K, that's unbelievable. I can't even swim a kilometre in a pool. With no waves. Tell us about the prestige of the event. Obviously, it's one of the most famous open water swims on the calendar in Australia. You're able to beat Sam Shepherd for a second consecutive year. I remember talking to him a couple of years ago. He won about 7 in a row, so no fluke again. Were you fearful that they might have come back a bit harder against you this year?
Yeah, it's a massive swim, I think. I live in Queensland and I've heard about the swim multiple times, so it's got a lot of prestige to it. But then to come out and beat, you know, like Olympians last year, Sam Shepherd this year, has won it many times, a few of the younger kids, just even better. I know they would be trying hard to win it too.
Well, you certainly sound stoked. Well done and congratulations. In terms of the lawn swimming event, is it different in the cooler water than what it is and your preparation and what it is like to swim to what it is in your home state around Queensland and other areas around Australia?
Yeah, it's definitely different. In Queensland, well, you don't need a wetsuit. It's easy. But you got to go down to Melbourne, got to get a wetsuit. But no, that helps a lot. Makes you swim fast and just, yeah, go from there.
So it actually helps you with the buoyancy. Is that why it makes you swim fast?
Yeah, you just, with the extra like weight, I think you just sit higher in the water. It holds you up and then just, yeah, so less part of your body's in the water and you just glide across the top. Just makes it easier to swim and therefore you go faster.
It's definitely a contact sport at the elite level, these open water events. How many times would you get pulled, tugged, smashed in the face, kicked? Is it a bit of carnage at the start of these big events?
Yeah, the start is definitely the worst. Everyone just goes crazy. But I don't know. I think it's all part of open water, really. You've got to be able to take it and then just try and have a good race after that.
I guess an important part of that is getting out in the front where you spend most of your time. You don't get kicked if you're out the front.
Yeah, exactly. If you get out the front, you're not going to get whacked. So try and do that from the start.
So the next couple of weeks, training for the national championships, what do you go through now? Do you taper off a little bit before they come around, or do you go hard for another week and then relax a little bit?
Yeah, I'll come back and pick up training for a little bit longer and then probably taper soon, a little bit before the competition, just to be ready again.
And with the year ahead, obviously that's the next event there. Where do you want to take this in the longer term? Is it into the pool, into maybe the longer events for Olympic Games? Or what's your ultimate goal in your career in swimming?
I'd love to be able to make an Olympics for 10K open water swimming.
Mm-hmm.
I think nationals this year is the start of 2020 trials. But I don't know about this year. It'd be good to make 2024 in the long term. That'd be the main goal.
Hayden, all the best with that long goal. We'll definitely be following you because I'm sure you'll be back again next year to have another crack at the Lawn Peter Pub and hopefully you can make it 3 in a row. Mate, congratulations. It's great to see young athletes doing so well and well done again.
Yeah, no worries. It's a great event.